This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, celebrating Lekompo Friday. Right, a big shout out to everyone that's showing love. I see your messages coming through celebrating Lekompo Friday. And speaking of Friday, it's time to take a cruise into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience with our motoring journalist, Prashobhan Naidu. And once again, he's always in the driver's seat, man, enjoying himself, having the time of his life. And today we're talking about two very different newcomers to the market, the futuristic Leap Moto C10 SUV and the budget-friendly MG3 hatchback. One represents the new wave of electrified Chinese SUVs, while the other is a compact hatch, you know, designed to deliver affordable everyday mobility. He's on the line right now. Prashobhan, good afternoon. How are you doing? And welcome back.
Hello, Kimbesh. How are you?
There we go. I'm good. How are you doing, Prashobhan?
Keeping well, eh? Pushing hard and driving a lot of cars.
Oh, yes. I see you pushing hard, man. Introducing, you know, all these futuristic cars. I'm so excited to find out more about them, right? So let's get straight into it. Let's start with the Leap Moto C10. What's it like in the metal?
So it's quite a lovely looking SUV, a mid-size, modern design, and it's pretty right into the new wave of electric vehicles coming out of China. So what you have when you look at this car, you've got a minimalist design, sleek LED lights, smooth body lines, and a lovely white studs. And some person added to me, they said, this looks like a Porsche Cayenne. And I had to look at them for a bit and think, I get it. I see why they say it looks like a Porsche Cayenne. It's because of those wheels. Mm. And it is a very charming car. And it stands across rivals like the Haval H6 and Chery Tiggo 8 in terms of its dimensions. But overall, very modern and tech-focused, actually.
All right. Now, I mean, with these futuristic, you know, cars, I'm not expecting any Vorpaz or what, but under the bonnet, how much power does it have?
So it's not too shabby. It's a range extended electric vehicle. So that means the wheels are driven by an electric motor, while a 1.5 liter petrol engine acts purely as a generator to recharge the battery rather than driving the wheels directly. So it's not your typical electric vehicle or hybrid car. Mm. Quite different. But driving wise, it's rear wheel drive, packs a nice amount of punch to it, and it has about 158 kilowatts. Very responsive, solid in terms of its driving dynamics. Are quite kind of applauded for that. And, you know, in terms of efficiency, you can get in early 6 liters per 100 kilometers. And range wise, about 1,000 kilometers of range to use, which was quite impressive. I had, because it is an electric, you know, vehicle, you can switch it into EV mode, which gives you a range of 145 kilometers. And then if you want to go back to petrol mode, you've got a range of 945. So combine those two together, you're getting over 1,000 kilometers. So
wow.
I was quite impressed by this thing. Very impressed.
Really, really impressive indeed. Now, where does the C10, you know, sit within the market? Talking about the price range, that is.
Okay, so in South Africa, you've got about two trims available. One starts at 759,000 rand for the style model. Our top spec came in at about 800,000 rand. It includes a 5-year 100,000 kilometer warranty and service plan. I think this SUV has a lot of tech. If you're a tech geek, this might be a cup of tea because there are a lot of frustrations with the car from just using the car to, you have to use a card to tap on the, I believe, the rear mirror to open the car. And then to go to the boot, you have to go back to the mirror and tap it in and then open the boot. So, but I see they've launched an app, so I think that has made it easier. But the biggest challenge the C10 faces is that it just needs brand awareness. Eh? I think that's really the thing, because there's a lot of Chinese names added to the fray.
Yeah, I feel like their marketing needs to be. I mean, if it wasn't for your post that you tagged me on yesterday, I was trying to find. I'm like, I've never even seen these cars before. You know what I mean? So I think the marketing team needs to be on the ground and just push these brands just for them to get the awareness that they need.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, switching gears, let's talk about the MG3, all right? What's the little hatchback all about?
I like it. I was came in this lovely smurf blue color. Five-door hatchback designed to deliver affordable and practical motoring, especially for urban drivers. Zipper, I found it to be very small and easy to drive, especially in the city. It had a nice amount of practicality and great interior. The interior really ticked a lot of boxes. I was impressed with that. And overall, I think they positioned it as a very youthful and rally-focused hatch that targets buyers, you know, looking for something more affordable than your traditional Polo V-Box.
All right. Now, the performance and efficiency on this hatch?
Not too bad. It has a sprightly 1.5-liter naturally aspirated motor paired with a CVT system. I found it to be quite composed and very solid in its execution on day-to-day. Fuel consumption, not bad, 6 liters per 100 kilometers, fairly economical for a hatchback. And I see the hybrid version gets even lower at about 4.3, but we haven't had it as yet.
Oh, all right. Now, would you consider the MG3 if you're shopping for maybe a smaller nyana, you know, pocket rocket or just a smaller nyana hatch that you're looking for?
I wouldn't mind it. I think it's quite a lovely car. I think budget-friendly hatchback, good features, but low running costs. So I think the MG3 makes a strong case. It starts at 269,000 Rand and goes all the way to 469,000 for the hybrid version. But I think it's for buyers, especially first-time car owners who are looking for affordable daily runaround, basically.
No, most definitely. Prashavan, thank you so much. And before I let you go, can you please share with me your motoring tip of the weekend? Give us that Friday hot gem to kickstart the weekend.
Okay, thank you so much, King Bash. So if your car has driver assistance systems like lane assist or adaptive cruise control, take some time to understand how they work. Or if you like me, switch it off. These systems are designed to support you, not replace you. So knowing your limits helps you drive safer, especially on longer trips. Some can be a bit annoying, but it's fine. You can tolerate this excessive beeping. And let's end up with Mikasa called the Street.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Prashavan. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Take care.
Peace. And that is Prashavan Naidu. What you can do if you're looking for more updates, you can catch him every Friday at 12:30 right here on the Best of Lunchtime Radio. And for the latest motoring scoop, you can check him out and his work at topspeed.com or Petrolhead Africa. Check him also on Instagram at Prashavan_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.